it's the year 1632, and Central Europe was suffering through the ravages of the 30 Years' War, which had left the people in poverty and disease. The bubonic plague was the silent stalker at the door of every house. For the tiny village of Oberammergau in southern Germany, deaths from the plague rose from one per month in October of 1632 to over 20 per month by March 1633. One of every two people in the city had died of the plague. Faced with the doom of their entire town, the faithful people gathered at the cemetery where so many of their family and friends lay buried in graves all too new. With great trust, they came to implore the mercy of God for an end to the plague. The fruit of their prayer was an inspiration that would make the little town of Oberammergau famous even to this day. In a desperate yet hopeful bargain, the people promised God that if he saw fit to protect them and deliver them from the menace of the plague, that they would conduct a special passion play in honor of the death and resurrection of Jesus, to be repeated every 10 years for all time. Truly, the people of this little city had experienced a share in the Lord's passion, and it was to the passion of Christ that they looked with hope for deliverance. If the Father could give Jesus victory over death, surely he could help them. Immediately following this faithful cemetery meeting and the precious vow entered upon therein, the deaths from the plague began to drop dramatically and finally came to a complete end. The people saw clearly the hand of God and the answer to their prayer. God had truly heard them, and the people were overjoyed. They knew what they needed to do to express their thanks. In 1634, these grateful people returned to the very cemetery where they had first met in grief 2 years prior. But this time they met to give thanks. And there, over the graves of those who had been taken all too soon by the plague, they constructed a small stage. And with many of the townspeople taking the parts, they performed what they called a play of the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first of what would become known as the now famous Oberammergau Passion Play. Perhaps a cemetery might not seem like the place where we would expect such drama. Yet, what place could be more fitting for entering into this ongoing cosmic battle of life and death? The people of Oberammergau came to that cemetery armed with a story. A story of the victory of God over death. The triumph of life. Today we come to this church armed with that same story. The death of Jesus, which we commemorate today, causes us to gather in sadness, penance, remorse, and grief. Yet we know that this same story is also the cause for our hope, as surely as it was for the people of Oberammergau. Those people staged the first passion play right over top of the graves of their loved ones. Tradition tells us that the place of Jesus' crucifixion on Calvary was located directly over the grave of the first man, Adam. Perhaps you have seen in icons of the crucifixion, there at the base of the cross, a small skull and bones. These represent the bones of Adam. And it is fitting that the cross is planted over the grave as a symbol of the great triumph of Jesus over death. As surely as the people of Oberammergau had faced the passion, through the wars, struggles, and disease of their days, so the cross, the symbol of death planted over the grave, becomes the symbol of life and victory. The passion for the people of Oberammergau did not stop after the performance of that first play. Indeed, the history of the play itself is a witness to the ongoing passion and struggle of these people. For throughout the course of history, there have been many times where the play had to be postponed a year. It was even outlawed at one point because of anti-Catholic feelings in Europe. During the sad times of the First World War, the play was postponed, and tragically, at the end of the Second World War in 1950, the play was seen as a great source of hope to overcome the very vivid display of the passion seen in the concentration camps of World War II. It was meant to show a new and better Germany. Himself present was President Eisenhower there to give thanks for the end of the war and to implore forgiveness for the crimes committed. In our own recent days, the Passion Play itself has again been the cause of persecution and controversy when people felt perhaps the play did not show the Jews in a favorable light. But throughout this storied history of the Oberammergau Passion Play, one thing has not changed. The people faithfully return to fulfill a vow made hundreds of years ago, but more than a vow, to enact a hope that death is not an end, but that life is victorious. This is what the symbol of our cross has come to mean. Today we gather and we too once again plant the standard of the cross over all of the pain, suffering, death in our lives. Everywhere in which we find ourselves, through family struggles, financial struggles, struggles and scandal everywhere, everywhere in which our present sad and fallen human condition cries out for redemption, there we gather and plant the standard of the cross as our sign of hope and victory. This year, 2010, marks the 41st Passion Play season in Oberammergau. Today, over 500,000 people will gather in this little town over the course of the many months that it runs, sometimes each individual production going as long as 5 to 7 hours. People come from all over the world to benefit from the fulfillment of this vow in Oberammergau. But despite the great many people that would gather there, it pales in comparison to the great number of the faithful that gather on this day of Good Friday. We come, perhaps fulfilling a vow made long ago in the church, to commemorate the passion and death of our Lord, to plant the standard of the cross as a sign of hope that we know, as surely as the people of Oberammergau knew, that death is not the end. And so we conclude today, as we began our liturgy yesterday, with the admonition of St. Paul: we should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, today we glory. We glory in hope. We know that we too will gather many years into the future, just as the people of Oberammergau gather every 10 years. So we gather yearly on this Good Friday, as surely as we gathered every Mass, to claim victory from defeat, to proclaim life victorious over death.